My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm sure he was probably making some calls to see if he could move up, because that's kind of what they've been doing the entire draft.
They probably got the next one ready too, because they'll wait for the Eagles.
And exactly. Yeah. And I certainly expect that they'll be making that move. But yeah, the Chiefs are currently on the clock right now, and we will see where they go. They are announcing the pick right now. And this lady is taking a long time to announce this pick.
They're going tight end.
Jared Wiley, tight end out of TCU. So Chiefs go out there and they get a tight end, a position that we thought they might address at some point in this draft.
He's a big dude too, man. Yeah, he's like 6'7", 250 pounds. But okay, for his size, he ended up having some production last year. 47 catches, 520 yards, 8 touchdowns, which is damn productive, you know, at the college ranks like that.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's about, like I said, about 6'6", 249, 4'6", 240 at the combine, so very similar to Travis Kelce.
He used to be a Longhorn, but he bolted there. Yeah. He was Jatavion Sanders. Right. He was a Longhorn, then
yeah,
TCU.
Yeah, I guess it couldn't beat out Jatavion. So, but, yeah, you look at him, good athletic profile there. You know, this is one of those where this is a developmental guy that they like. It's kind of hard to see where the long-term solution is, whether he's a long-term solution or if maybe they just kind of think he's one of those project guys. This very much kind of fits what they like.
4'6", 240. Now, Blake Bell is going to be gone.
Yeah.
They bring in Irv Smith. He'll be battling Irv Smith for the third tight end.
Right.
For the Chiefs.
And, I mean, to be honest, at this point,
it's Kelce, Noah Gray, and then –
if you go tight end here, you kind of think that they're looking at potential. I mean, I don't think they're going to keep four tight ends. So I think at this point you think Irv Smith probably doesn't make the team unless this kid just doesn't show them anything at all and they end up cutting him. But, yeah, I think at this point now you're probably looking at Irv Smith losing his spot on the team should the Chiefs decide to just keep three tight ends.
As far as tight ends were concerned, as far as
I wonder if this was one of those picks
he was third in the vertical, by the way,
behind
Ben Sennett and Theo Johnson. So he did have good numbers at the combine because he participated in several things.
And also
wasn't as good in the broad. He was kind of mid-range with the broad. And as far as 40-yard dash, as I mentioned, 4.62, which would have made him the fifth fastest tight end at the combine.
Right. And so as I said, 4.62 for a tight end is pretty good speed. Like that, again, that's Travis Kelce is a 4.6 140 guy. So let's not go out here. Let's not trip over the speed there a little bit there. Tight end speed is going to be a lot slower than wide receiver speed. But yeah, this is a former Texas guy, moved to TCU. He was an honorable mention All Big 12 in 22. And he was first team All Big 12 this past season. Led the FBS tight ends in receiving yards, 2-point conversion catches. He was a team captain on the team. This is a kid who had 520 receiving yards as a tight end there, had 8 touchdowns. So yeah, it's you're pretty happy with what he did there as far as production goes. And Andy loves those bigger tight ends. He loves, I mean, he's had a bunch of the former basketball players on the team there. So yeah, this very much fits the mold that they like for tight end.
So you see, it's incredible size. I mean, this is if you are on 12, 13 personnel, the two tight ends, the three tight end sets, you put somebody with his size in there. I mean, this is a massive tight end.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised they went tight end after the way the board kind of
height-wise.
Yeah, height-wise, it kind of laid out. But still, I mean, you're feeling. I'm not too concerned about this move here. I know, like, some people would have wanted, you know, a corner here, maybe another receiver.
I'm okay with the man three combination of three pass catchers.
Yeah,
here's your second.
This is another pass catcher, and
he's actually got good hands because he catches with the hands, not his body.
Right. Yeah, and you're gonna have to play in the system with the Chiefs run. I'll be interested to see what we hear about as far as his mental aptitude for the game, because we know the Chiefs do run a more complicated offensive system, and that means that a lot of these receivers, they get a lot more freedom of choice as far as their routes go. And I wonder if maybe there's going, you know, they really like the acumen that he showed at that position, being able to kind of identify routes. It's one of the reasons why they love Xavier Worthy was that acumen for the game, the mental aptitude for the game and understanding the offense. Maybe they really like what they saw from Jerry White.
And with the size, the red zone threat.
Yeah, they definitely like that as well.
And you're talking about a team that made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, you're talking about a team that made the playoffs. And again, it's like, you know, at this point now, it's like if you're the Chiefs, you're absolutely going to go and draft for potential. You're drafting talent. You know, Jared Wiley is probably going to be a project guy at tight end. Noah Gray's going to his last year on his contract, right? So maybe this is the Noah Gray potential replacement backup. You know, maybe he turns into a starter long term. But, you know, from a size profile, he's very similar to Travis Kelce, just an inch taller than him. And, you know, about the same speed, about the same weight. They're both around 250. So, you know, from a size profile,
as well, makes sense. He has that athleticism where he can be an H-back.
Exactly.
Where you can throw him in as a fullback or you know, short yardage gains. You throw him back there as block. Chiefs went away from the fullback role.
Yeah, they did. They did. And, you know, they more so will just go H-back. I think at this point now, just based on that physical profile there, Irv Smith might be cooked as far as the roster spot goes.
Chiefs are back on the clock at this point now. So yeah, quick 131 and 133 picks.
Yeah, Lions making their selection right now. And again, they're probably going to do all the theatrics and take forever to name the players. Yeah, the Chiefs will be right on the clock right after that.
And he was first team All Big 12 this year at tight end.
Yes, first team All Big 12. He led the FBS in receiving touchdowns for tight ends. The Lions take Sione Vaki, safety out of Utah, a guy that a lot of people thought would probably be around the third round range. So this, I wonder what compensation they gave up to move to that pick, because the Lions traded back up to go.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
get Sione Vaki here right before the Chiefs. Wonder if maybe they thought the Chiefs were going to take Sione Vaki there. Because the Chiefs have brought up that they would be, you know, interested in potentially getting a safety, potentially getting a corner. Wonder if maybe they decided we got to trade ahead of the Chiefs to go make sure that they don't get Sione Vaki.
By the way, the Chiefs now, two members of the first team All Big 12, Xavier Worthy and and Jared Wiley.
They like those guys, man. They're
Texas guys, right? They played in Texas and Temple, Texas is where Jared Wiley's from. Right. So
yeah, they like those award guys like you do. The Chiefs just took Jaden Hicks, a safety out of Washington State, with pick 133.
Rock the Washington State cap now, baby.
You've been wearing that cap all weekend. And yeah, you're talking about a guy who's 6'1", 215, so he's got good size to him. And yeah, I mean, you look at his physical profile here, like, 40 time, about 4.5, so that's good speed for a safety. A lot of those guys are like 4.6, 4.7 speed. But he did run that at his pro day, so it could be some home
safety rotation's
there.
Big. Brian Cook gets hurt last year. He'll be back this year. Nazi Johnson's coming back this year. There's going to be some good competition.
Yeah, there's some good depth now. Like him, you got now in that safety room, you're going to have Justin Reed, who, I think we all expect to be playing his last year in Kansas City. You do have Brian Cook. You do have Shamari Connor, though Shamari Connor probably going to be that hybrid safety and cornerback role. And then, now you've got a pure safety on your team now with Jaden Hicks. So.
And Nazi Johnson was a guy that was going to get big-time special teams player, played in special teams in the Eagles Super Bowl, seventh-round pick, who was going to get a chance last year until he tore the ACL.
A lot of the big thing that you're kind of seeing here about Jaden Smith, though, is that he's got the frame of a small linebacker, but the athleticism of a corner, which is exactly what the Chiefs like at that position.
Put him right over the slot.
Yeah, they love those safeties that have the size to be effective as tacklers in the run game, but they also like them to be athletic enough to be able to go back and play coverage, whether it being as tight ends, receivers, etc. So,
and moving
really
up to line of scrimmage, which is what they like to do.
Oh, they love a good DB sitting there at the line of scrimmage, potentially waiting to blitz.
Does this pick have anything to say about Shamari Connor?
No. They like Shamari Connor.
No, Shamari Connor, especially during that playoff run, like he came out and he played incredibly well during that run. I just think for them, they kind of viewed Shamari Connor kind of playing what Snead played in early on in his career, where he was that slot corner that was very, very active in the blitz game and was, he was kind of playing that more star position role. I think that's kind of where they view Shamari Connor. And so in the case of Jaden here, I think for them, they're kind of looking at him as more of a traditional safety.
So do you think he plays more like the Thornhill role?
Yeah, he can do a lot. Listen, he had 2.5 sacks last year, He had 6 tackles for losses. He's a run defender as well. He could do a lot of different things, but that's in the mold of what they like to do. Uh-huh. Move guys at the line of scrimmage, let them blitz. Chiefs lead the league in secondary blitzes. So Jaden Hicks, another one of those guys that gets sent to the quarterback.
They do love their tweener guys that you're you could be a linebacker, you could be a corner, you could be a safety. I'm just trying to
undersized for that. But
off the top of my head, I'm just like, okay, where does he fit in this defense? And maybe he's not a this year defense guy. Maybe he is, he's going to play special teams and then, he'll be in every once in a while, but they don't really have a set plan for him in his first year.
I also wonder if maybe they're going to really commit Shamari Connor more to playing slot corner than playing safety like he had been before. And if that's the case, then, having some good depth here with Jaden Hicks here, I think gives them a little bit more flexibility in their secondary. Cause we've said this pretty much all weekend is versatility is king for the Chiefs. They like guys who can play different roles. And I think Jaden Hicks kind of gives you that ability to do that.
Someone on the text line is upset with the last two picks of the Chiefs. Love the first two. How can you be that way? Cause we excited about Jalen Watson, who ended up getting two picks for you in the postseason 2 years ago. Isaiah Pacheco, a seventh rounder. Nazi Johnson, as we mentioned, a seventh round pick as well. The Chiefs do damage in these roles, and there's no telling. Who knows what's going to happen with Jared Wiley? Maybe you got some studs here. We don't know. That's the one thing. They do their homework on these guys, so I will trust in Veach.
One interesting thing somebody brought up on the text line here. As pumped as I was after the first two rounds, I'm equally disappointed last two picks. I don't, I'm not disappointed. Like the Jarrett Wiley pick is interesting because like this, that's a guy who's like, it, that to me is the BJ Thompson type pick where you're taking a guy who's an athlete but didn't really quite, like, didn't
this is
really
your replacement
quite,
for Blake Bell.
Exactly.
If you don't trust
this, yeah, this is a guy who's going to be a project. Like, this is not a guy who's immediately going to come in and be that. I mean, maybe he surprises everyone.
Like Blake Bell, you make the catch from time to time and you can go in there as a blocker. So
yeah,
that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I think this might be one of those situations where they end up like they view him as an incredible athlete at that position, but they do not feel like they need to kind of put him out there and make him an impact player anytime soon. Maybe they do. Like somebody brought up here, like Chiefs might keep four tight ends. Remember, the fullback position is dead. They didn't last year, though. Like last year, they kept three tight ends and
you'd use Bell if they had.
Yeah, they used Bell, and it didn't work out quite well. But yeah, they kept three last year without a fullback. So that's not necessarily true, but is possible that they do that.
Here's where NFL Draft Buzz had the rankings going into the draft. Tyler Newbin, they had one. Number two, they had Javon Bullard. Number three, Jaden Hicks. So they had him. They rated him as a top three safety in their books.
On the Beast, Jaden Hicks is the number one ranked safety. So
Dane Brugler?
Yeah, Dane Brugler has Jaden Hicks as the number one ranked safety. He had him as a second round grade. And I'll be really interested to see what during the scout press conference and during Veach's press conference,
Brugler knows his
where
stuff.
They had him ranked, because yeah, he's got Jaden Hicks as a second round pick. He's got Javon Bullard right after him. Tyler Newbin third, Cole Bishop four, Cameron Kitchens fifth. Cameron Kitchens fifth actually. So yeah, like, you know, you look at that and I think there's going to be a lot of debate about the rankings of these safeties. And again, this is not a great safety class. Like, we're not talking about there was no safety out there. Maybe Tyler Newbin, who you could argue was a first round value. None of these other guys are. So I think if you're able to go and say, hey, you got potentially a second day pick in the fourth round at safety, maybe the best safety in the draft, I think you're feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah, 100%, because you replace them, and safeties have been sitting out there. We know that the free agency, but this is the way to do it. You grab somebody in the draft and don't pay him nearly as much. But Jaden Hicks, I feel, will be a guy that you're talking about in the future.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think I really like the Jaden Hicks pick. I thought that safety was going to be a position that they address. And I've said this the entire time throughout this entire draft process. There's no guarantee that corner's going to happen. Especially when you look at the number of corners that have been drafted in this draft class, like right before the Chiefs were able to go up and grab a corner, they just started getting picked. They just started getting taken out there. And you know, the Chiefs they could have had an opportunity there with TJ Tampa at 131. Didn't happen. The Ravens went out and took a corner there. And, you know, there was a run on corner on day two. And the value didn't happen there in the second round where they could have potentially gotten a corner. Didn't really happen. By the time we got to round three, there weren't any corners worth trading back in to go get. So sometimes it's just how the board works. Like, I know a lot of people, you know, might be mad about the fact that if they do get a corner now, like you're talking about a big project guy, which I kind of felt like might be where they go anyways at corner. I never thought that corner was going to be like a major priority, but I mean, I get the lack of enthusiasm you would have with these two picks, but I think Jaden Hicks is a great pick. We'll see about Wiley. Like, Wiley's a guy that we're going to – in training camp, that's when we'll start to get to see what he could do, and in preseason. I think that's where we're going to get to see whether or not – just how viable this pick was.
I think this is actually a really good value for the Chiefs, for Dane Brugler to have him as his number one safety.
Like I said, I'm cool with Jaden Hicks,
pick.
Man. I'm not mad about Jaden Hicks.
He had 34 defensive stops last year, fifth among Power 5 safeties.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this is a guy look, this is a guy who was a force in the passing game and in the run game as well. He was an honorable mention, all Pac-12. Yeah, look, this, and not only that, but he was a special teams guy,
so
too.
So Kingsley, you got first round talent in the second, and you got second round talent
in the fourth
yeah. For Brett Veach.
I think that's maximizing value and using your picks the most effectively that you can. I'm certainly not mad about that. We'll continue to talk about these two picks that the Chiefs made in the fourth round here. Plus, we'll keep things going along as now we're in round five of the NFL draft. You're listening to 610 Sports 2024 NFL draft coverage.
You're listening to live NFL draft coverage with Chris and Bink, presented by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Subscribe and download the Character Concerns podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts on your official broadcast partner.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.